all, how has it been the transition for you going in as the quarterback's coach? Obviously, you've got a lot of history with quarterbacks and yourself. How has that transition been for you so far?
It's been good. I'm excited that Coach Holtz gave me the opportunity. I enjoy being back with those guys. And like you say, it's something I've done for a while, and enjoying being back with a guy. I got a good group of kids to work with, and we're getting better each day, but definitely enjoy being in that room.
You've been here for a couple of years, as you said, but I guess, is there a special value emotionally for you to be able to give back to the players that, you know, playing in the same place that you did?
Yeah, I mean, it started when Coach Holtz gave me the opportunity to come back 3 years ago on the staff, regardless of position. It's something that it was an honor to come back. Like you say, this university has given me so much, and I knew whenever I was done playing, I wanted to come back and coach here. And so it's been a great 3 years, and looking for another good year.
How would you grade, I guess, the quarterback's performance today? Each of the quarterbacks?
You know, it wasn't great today. You know, you could tell there was a little bit of layoff. There's some things we got to clean up. I think each day we're trying to improve, but it wasn't our cleanest day. I thought we had a decent scrimmage on, I think, Saturday or whatever it was before we left. But we got to clean up some things, and that's why we're practicing. And every day we just got to go in there and watch film and get better and not make the same mistakes twice. That's what I'm kind of harping is, well, if you make a mistake, let's clean it up and not make that same mistake twice.
How, not just today, but over the course of the spring, Ryan Higgins, he's finally getting his chance after a couple of years of losing out on a couple quarterback battles. How have you seen him progress so far in the spring?
Well, he's gotten a lot better in his 3 or 4 years being here, and it shows. I think he's worked extremely hard his last couple of years and understands right now it is his opportunity. And so I think he's really attentive in meetings. He wants to get better. He wants to take coaching and trying to work on the things we're talking about. He's doing a great job leadership-wise with the guys in the huddle, and there's just some things we got to clean up. But in terms of running the offense and knowing what he has to do with the ball, is doing a great job.
I'm sure it takes a certain level of maturity to be able to, after a couple of years with Cody coming in and then Jeff coming in, and just wait your turn. Now mm-hmm. he finally gets it. Do you find that maturity is a strong aspect of his, what he brings to the table?
It is, and like you said, he was always ready, and that's what I kind of watching him from afar in a different position the last couple of years. He was always prepared himself, because you never know as a backup if you're going to get an opportunity to play. So he was always preparing and waiting for his opportunity, whether that was the last couple of years. It didn't happen the last couple of years, and now it's going to happen this year. So I think he wants it. And like I say, he's in there, he's learning, and he wants to improve, and that's the most important thing.
Now being the quarterback's coach, do you ever, maybe consciously or not, kind of think back to a moment that you did on the field where something that worked or something that didn't in a teaching moment? Does it ever kind of connect the dots like that?
More so just kind of going back to what coaches that I've been with have said to me. I think I've been blessed to be around a lot of great quarterback coaches throughout the years. So it's more about what they taught me, I guess, and what they said to me in a certain play that you try to bring to the room, and just through experience and saying, this is what, you know, I was told when this happened, and just those experiences that you can learn from, and hopefully you know, bring that knowledge to those guys in that room.
Coach also hinted that it's gonna be a battle for who's behind Higgins. Who do you see what do you see in that battle for number two?
It is. You know, we got three other guys, Bryce Wilson and Jamar Smith and Jack Abraham, and those three guys are battling out, as you say, and they're getting better. They're obviously a little bit longer, further away than Ryan. We got to get them, get them going a little bit, and they got to keep improving. And they got seven more practices in the spring. They got summer, and they got training camp. We got to get them to when training camp opens, that they're a lot better than they are now. And that's the thing. We got to get through spring, evaluate the film, and they have a chance to now watch themselves go through it again, and hopefully they'll be better in training camp.
It seems like not only was Ryan vastly different from when he last started, but the offensive line, it seems, has really improved a lot since that point. And even in the last year under Robert McFarlane, how much have they grown this spring so far, and how much has that really helped with what the offense can do?
I agree. I think we're going to have a lot more depth up there on the offensive line, and it's taking some time to get some more depth, and those guys are gelling. And again, it's going into our third year in this offense, which I think really helps. You're not teaching what the play is. You're teaching more technique in all positions in reality. And I think our offensive line's gotten a lot better. We got a tremendous amount of skill around the quarterback position, and that's what I tell Ryan and all the quarterbacks. It's our job to get the ball out into those guys that can make plays, and we have plenty of those guys that make plays.
Seeing the depth grow at the offensive line, not that Ryan can't do the job, but he hasn't started the game since 2013. Does it make you feel just a little bit better going into the fall that you've got some more depth and experience than really we've had in the last 4 years there?
Well, you know, my main focus right now is to get the quarterbacks ready. And every day it's how can I get the quarterbacks in that room better. And each coach has that own challenge in their room, whether it's starters or backups, to get those guys ready. And that's what I'm focused on right now, really, is the quarterback room and getting those guys where all four can go out there and manage and run the offense. And that's kind of what spring's about, is really worrying about your position and working on getting those guys better from the first day of spring to last day.
Okay. All right.